18 minutes past 8, struggling to get hold of Yushat Tayyip. The MLA have Muslim Lawyers Association. They have expressed interest in this particular story, this Chokhosan Ilangeni Maharani story about the two Muslim chefs, or trainee chefs, if you want to call them that. But another issue that came to the fore in our interview in the last hour is the issue of contamination. And I'm just looking at the WhatsApp screen here. We are inundated with questions from listeners. Many listeners saying that they were eating at especially the Ilangeni restaurant on the assumption that the meat was bought from Star Meats and that it was halal. And now this issue of contamination raised with regards to Maharani, which is just next door, in the interview in the last hour has got many people worried. We got on the line now the theological director of Sana'a, Maulana Muhammad Said Nablaki, to get some perspective on the issue. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, what's your take on these, this issue? Firstly, I mean, because Sana'a is in the process, is in the field of halal certification, this hygiene rule that you cannot have a beard and even a beard net is not good enough. Is that an industry norm, or do they pretty much allow it as long as you wear a net?
No, this is absolutely unacceptable and absurd to the extreme, because it's a common practice. I mean, we've seen, let alone Muslims, we've seen a lot of non-Muslim people donning beards in the food industry, and beard, that is why they make beard nets, really. So I can't understand why, you know, this type of attitude has come out from a place like Chokhosan, especially in the heart of Durban, where they're exposed to Muslim people all the time.
Now, the issue of contamination, Maulana, to your knowledge, what's the status there at Chokhosan, Ilangeni, Maharani, the difference between the restaurant and the kitchen, and the concerns raised by one of those chefs?
Really, this is a problem in the industry. You know, the industry has coined this term halal friendly. And, you know, if you refer to our previous gazette that we published in April, there's an entire lead article that we did on this issue of halal friendly. It's as friendly as friendly fire. People buy, you know, restaurants and hotels would buy some chicken, or they would buy chicken that has a halal logo, and then make this claim that no, our kitchen's halal friendly. All our chicken comes from a halal facility or halal abattoir, or we buy all our meats from an XYZ place. We've been to lots of these kitchens where there's open contamination at every level. At the level of storage, at the level of processing, at the level of cooking, and even at the level of serving these products. So it is our fault that, you know, Muslims are generally very gullible, and you know, sometimes it's a prestigious thing that you have a walk on the beach on Sunday morning, and then you want to go have breakfast at these places. We've actually approached these places, given them guidelines, etc. But then they don't move forward, purely because in any event Muslim people patronize them. Contamination is a fact, it's a reality in these places, and really you cannot go by the chef's word that our chicken's halal, or here's an invoice, look, we buy all our products from XYZ butchery. That's just not on. We are to blame for the position that we've put ourselves into.
Do you have any specific knowledge, Maulana, with regards to Chokhosan, especially Ilangeni and Maharani, and whether they have separate kitchens, and whether they have a Muslim chef or some sort of a scholar or a supervisor who oversees the whole process to ensure that there's no contamination?
Not to our knowledge. We did have an opportunity to go visit their kitchen at one time. Within that little kitchen area, it was a very cramped up area at the time. They did have a table that had some green paint on, and they said, look, on this table is where we do our halal. That is grossly insufficient in an environment of that nature within a hospitality kitchen. It's impossible to monitor what goes where and how you do things, really. So to the best of our knowledge, I don't know subsequently if they've now got separate kitchens, etc. But I'm not aware of any credible certification that either of these facilities have.
Okay, Maulana, jazakumullah for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Barakallahu feekum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.